we go.
Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting Network. I am here in very sunny New Jersey with my, well, no, he's in Wisconsin, sorry, with my friend and co-blogger, JJ Sefton. JJ, how is it going?
Going fairly well, my friend. It's a bit rainy and dank here in southern Wisconsin, but whatever. The May showers bring, who knows what they bring, but anyway, we've got rain. It could be worse. It could be 6 months from now, and it could be deluged with snow, which I know you like, but anyway,
Yeah. What is
they're
it?
okay.
Well, in Wisconsin, May showers bring June mosquitoes, right? Is that how it works?
Exactly. We get the skeeters, absolutely. Big
Yeah.
as eagles. And other than that, I'm coughing up a hairball for some reason here. But things are going well, and just we have a whole bunch of stuff, which thank you for covering last week as I was dealing with some issues. Nice solo turn on the
Yeah,
podcast.
well, we'll keep that as an experiment, shall we?
Well, whatever. I thought it went well. And look, sometimes we got to do what we got to do. But, but there are things happening all over the place, as we know. The Plattner and Tallarico follies continue, as we were talking about before we went on the air. And of course, the big thing is primary election in California, which balled election thievery and shenanigans on the part of the Democrats to install their preferred candidate and to screw out a potential actual chance for finally, at long last, a real Republican governor, whether or not he would be as good, if not or for sure, or better than a Schwarzenegger or a Gray Davis, we may not know. But they're trying to make sure that that does not happen. I
So
find it interesting, though, in that
we know that the mayoral race in Los Angeles was a cheating joke. I mean, it was just pathetically bad. You know, when the last minute mail-in ballots come in, 90% Democrat. Come on,
at the
apparently it is
last minute.
statistically impossible for that to happen that way. But
Exactly. And of course,
I know less about the governor's race. So what happened in the governor's race?
And I feel who is it's well, Steyer is out of that, and he was bumped. And I believe it's who is the other candidate for it? I'm trying to think now. But
Hilton.
that also is it's
A guy named
yeah he,
Hilton.
he yeah Hilton Hilton it's Hilton exactly. He's in. Steve Hilton is in, and
Yeah.
versus whoever the Democrat.
What's his name? The Attorney General, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Becerra. Javier. Yeah.
No,
He's.
I'm sorry. The Health Secretary under the retard Biden.
Right.
Yeah,
Oh,
Javier Becerra, I
Becerra.
think it's pronounced. Yeah,
Javier.
Becerra.
Right. He's obviously horrendous and would be horrendous. And for
Yeah,
me,
but
as I was
you know,
saying,
but when you say that he's going to be horrendous, how's he going to be worse than Newsom?
very true, but still, I mean, he's an open borders, big government, left to hardcore left wing freak. So, and that's Gavin Newsom. It's just Gavin Newsom is a pretty boy, and that's basically it. And Javier Becerra is, Latino, open borders, also maniac, and probably member of La Raza and believes in all that nonsense,
Oh yeah,
I'm sure.
La Raza. It sounds like a benign organization, but it means the race.
The race. Gee,
Yeah, I mean
where have where what political party ran on race? Hello, and
Let me think.
yeah.
I think, that might be the Democrats. Good point.
Right,
Yeah, they've only been
and
running
the
on race
Nazis
since.
and the Nazis of Germany, who
Yeah.
actually had official policies based on race, as we all know,
Well,
sadly
so do the
too well.
Democrats.
Very true, very true. We have one Democrat, I forgot the miscreant's name, which last week, who was talking about rounding up conservatives and putting them in camps and castrating and sterilizing them. That is right out of the Joseph Mengele Wannsee Conference playbook, friends. Before they came up with the brilliant idea of rounding up the Jews and gassing them for humanitarian reasons, not humanitarian for the Jews, but humanitarian for the executioners, because shooting them into mass graves was too brutal for the executioners. But this is what the Democrats were actually, a leading Democrat was talking about doing, was rounding up conservatives and sterilizing them. And this was what the Wannsee Conference came to. They were going to do that before they came up with the idea of gassing the Jews. So I'm sure gassing the conservatives will be next on the hit parade for Democrats. And I do not say that with my tongue in cheek. I say that in all seriousness, because they are the heirs apparent to the Nazi Party. Make no mistake.
Well, let's look at Maine, shall we?
Yes.
They're not heir apparent. They're here.
They're here. Mein Kampf. Thank you, Ace.
Mein Kampf. That's just brilliant.
Graham Plattner, a man
Yeah.
who is not only wearing stylish Totenkopf tattoos for the hell of it, but who actually is an out, bust out, proud Jew hater.
What's fascinating about Plattner is that he's ranting, he's following the typical Democrat playbook, ranting against billionaires and the wealthy, and it's unfair and it's a two-tier system, blah 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 blah. We've heard that ad nauseum. But he is in fact part and parcel of that. He went to one of the most prestigious private schools in the United States. He has done nothing in his life. I honestly don't think that he did anything except for enlist in, was he a Marine or in the Army? I've forgotten.
I believe him, he was a Marine
He's a
enlistee.
Marine.
That's what,
Well, he was in the armed forces. And
yes.
then he got out and did not much of anything. I don't think he's ever worked. And yet he is pretending to be a man of the people, which I find
Yeah, allegedly.
fascinating.
An alleged,
If a man of the people is a Nazi in Maine, then Maine's not doing very well.
No, I mean, supposedly he's an oyster fisherman. I mean,
Yeah,
who
that's
knows?
bullshit. He works at supposedly works at an oyster farm that has one customer, what, his sister's restaurant or something ridiculous like that.
He
Yeah,
works at
he is
the takeout window
entirely
at
a
the bill.
product of a focus group that decided that they could bullshit the people of Maine long enough to get this guy elected.
Well, if they can, unfortunately, if they can bullshit them about Susan Collins and Olympia Snowe for all those years, then what the hell? Sure, they can certainly bamboozle lefties into thinking that this here guy is, outside of being an oyster cracker and working at the takeout window at the Bearded Clam or whatever the hell he works at.
Christ.
For crying out loud, Maine, please, dear Lord, remember the Maine. Unfortunately, we remember you for this nonsense. But anyway, getting back to California for a moment is and that total insult of a farce and a third world thing that was so in your face that even the ghost of Jimmy Carter was blushing. It was so horrible a thievery. You wonder, a blue state like California, which for all intents and purposes for years and years and years has been blue forever, and Republicans have never had a shot in hell. You got to wonder if they really resorted to this, did they really, could things be changing even in California in the way that people are perceiving the Democrat Party? Or is it just a one-off because they're sick of Karen Bass and the fires
No, I
and the crime?
unfortunately, I think it's a one-off. I don't
Okay.
think that California is changing. I think that Los Angeles has been degraded so quickly and so profoundly by catastrophic policies over the last dozen years that it's they can no longer hide it. The homelessness, the filth, the crime, tens of
Sure.
thousands of acres burning because of rank stupidity and DEI policies, it cannot be hidden. And that is why they had to pull out all the stops in Los Angeles. I don't think they're going to have to do that for the governor race. Becerra will win because California is, it's 65% idiot Democrat slash liberal slash progressive slash socialist slash communist. Whatever you want to
Well,
call them.
and of course, the usual communist playbook is never blame the party or the policies. It's always, kulaks and saboteurs and capitalists and Jews who are sabotaged. We don't have the right people.
Yeah.
There it is. Well, they are the ones they've been waiting for, and they've had them for years now. But okay, if that's what you want, all right. You don't want Ronald Reagan. You don't want George Dukmejian. Hell, you don't even want Arnold Schwarzenegger or Gray Davis. Then you'll get what you get what you get it good and hard. And it's a shame because California is and was a beautiful place and really was the shining city on the hill. And it was the California dream was the American dream not so long ago. People flocked there to live there out to live a life that they only dreamt about elsewhere. And now there was a report I had at the Morning Report. People are fleeing Fortune 500 companies and just general, wealthy people and people in general are fleeing places like California and flocking to Texas and Florida and elsewhere, and because they cannot wait to get the hell out of the hellhole. But you don't have to do that, friends. You just got to vote for normal people and normal policies right where you are. But I guess it's the institutional corruption and the illegal aliens and and unfortunately, an overwhelming number of brain-dead liberals will just make that impossible, sadly.
California is, I've talked about this hundreds of times. California is the most beautiful state in the nation. And it has a variety of things that are just fantastic. And unfortunately, the people of the state of California have they've forgotten what they have. And I look at California from what it was 40 years ago, and it was an amazing place, and it was not a liberal hellhole. It was not a progressive hellhole. It was a relatively well-run state with unbelievable industry, both heavy industry and high tech. It had a vibrant agriculture. It was, as I said, magnificently beautiful. The people worked hard and played hard. And fast forward to today, and that has changed radically. Industry in California has decayed tremendously.
Insane
Even high tech,
environmentalism is,
they, sure, Silicon Valley is going to be there forever, but they are branching out. They're moving out of California, and the marginal tax rate in California is something like 14% for their state tax, which is unbelievable. It's a shocking number. And the idea that California was a place where people went to create wealth, to become part of the American dream, as you've pointed out, has ended. And part of that is, the vast portion of it is these ridiculous tax rates and this ridiculous overbearing state government that intrudes upon every decision. The idea that California funds absolutely ridiculous things, massage. They mandate massage access and I mean, you name it, and they mandate it. And it's ridiculously expensive to run a business. The regulation even to start a business is unbelievable. Hell, the regulation to build a house in California is almost insurmountable. If you look at what's going on in Los Angeles,
I
the
remember in my time in LA, this goes back 30 odd years. I just remember friends who wanted to buy property or were planning on buying property, not in Pacific Palisades, but near Malibu, really. I forgot exactly where, but over but in the area overlooking the ocean, let's say, maybe near Pacific Palisades, and the hoops that they were going to go through by the Coastal Commission and all these made it impossible for them to build their home, and so they decided to hell with it. We're not going to spend the money,
That
and so there was.
exact thing happened to the brother of my oldest friend. He finally gave up. He had some land in Malibu and he wanted to build, and it became impossible. But it took
And I
years
have
and
a
years and years, and it was
and
ridiculous.
another friend of mine who was in the entertainment business or was, and he's probably no longer in that anymore, but he was in artist management and as an agent. And just for him to start, it's not even a freaking, It's literally run out of his house. The tax, they make him pay taxes even if he's made no money during the, like, they tax his corporate tax rate even when he makes like no money, and when his business was like sort of dying off. Thank you, wokeism. It was just, he said forget it, and he chucked it in. And he's, I don't know if he still owes money to the state because of that. It's just so ridiculous. So,
I have a I was chatting with friends over the weekend, and two of them are in the process of building a home in Tennessee, and they were quite anxious because it has been almost 2 weeks since they applied for their building permit,
oh
and
boy.
they're and you know I had to laugh. You know, 2 weeks for a building permit is par for the course in many parts of the United States, but
Yeah.
you make that 2 years or 5 years in California.
And that's 2 years and 5 years to get a no.
Yeah, to get a no and to say, well, you know, you have to build Section 8 housing, and
Right. In
and
Tennessee,
where
that's no
can the
problem. You
indigenous
don't.
people build their teepees on your land?
Exactly.
I'm joking, folks. I think I actually don't know. Maybe I am correct.
You
So,
never know. What the hell?
yeah.
But
So in other news,
yes.
there was an Apache helicopter that crashed in the Strait of Hormuz. I think it was last night, and I have very little details about what happened, except for the fact that the two crew members were rescued by a drone, by a sea drone, which I think is just fucking fantastic. You know, we probably didn't invent drone technology, although I'm sure it comes back in many many parts of it to American high tech prowess.
Oh,
But
yeah.
you know, we're very, very good at improving that sort of stuff. And you know, the idea that they sent the probably the sea drone was patrolling. It had already been deployed on the you know in the event of need. So my guess is that it was a rather quick rescue. But it's just amazing to me. And
Yeah, I
it
believe if there are combat operations, and obviously depending on the weather, and I'm not a military expert by any stretch, but I believe it is sort of standard procedure to deploy air sea rescue assets while aircraft are on operations, just as you say, in case there is a need,
Oh,
and they're
absolutely.
patrolling,
Yeah.
and they're there, and they're lickety split to rescue any downed pilots and crew members.
Yeah. But the idea that it was a drone was
Exactly.
just
That's
amazing to
pretty
me.
damn. That is pretty damn amazing.
Yeah, I love it. The
Indeed.
you know, the United States military ran into some possibly existential issues with, oh, well, starting with probably Clinton, and then it eased with George Bush. But then Obama came in and gutted our armed forces. And now it's gratifying to see how quickly they can rebound from that sort of top-down manipulation of their primary use, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really
Yes.
sure how to describe that, but
Well, what is it? Capability and combat readiness,
yeah,
really,
I mean, Obama
and the
attacked
whole.
every part of that, so I'm not really sure where how to describe it. But
It's well, the whole push for
Donald Trump simply said, "No, folks, do your jobs." And by the way, the Secretary of War Hegseth is doing a magnificent job of refocusing the United States military on what they should be able to do, and they're doing it very, very well. I don't know that they have returned to what they, you know, to their ultimate possibilities, but they are certainly demonstrating that they know what they're doing, and that's quite gratifying.
yes, Hegseth and Trump have made it a point that this whole DEI garbage is gone. We are going to have competency, and we are going to have combat readiness, and hopefully, our men and women in uniform, in the proper uniforms, not men and women's uniforms like Dickie Levine, they will be razors, and they will be efficient, and they will be ready to defend this nation at a moment's notice and do it well, and they certainly seem to be so. God bless them. And hopefully This will continue for many years into the future, because God forbid another Democrat is elected, and unfortunately that is a possibility. Sad to say, they are going to go back to their wicked ways, which is to do everything they can to dismantle America as founded. And one of the pillars of this country is its defense and its combat readiness and its military. So there you have it. Oy.
Oi, oi
God
is
forbid.
right. Listen, it's we are our perspective is, I think, flawed because we see we pay a lot of attention to the excesses of the Democrat Party and the progressive movement in the United States. But the reality is that the vast majority of the United States doesn't give a shit about the progressive movement. You know, they care more about getting to work on time and you know, paying their mortgage and making sure their kids get to little league practice on time. And, you know, most of America is not as fixated on this sort of stuff as we are. And I think that
And we will be,
in,
and they will be punished for it,
well, yeah,
given the right wrong
that's the
people in
problem.
power.
That's the problem. I wish they were more fixated on it or at least pay more attention. But the question is that in 2028, are they going to look at Gavin Newsom and Chlamydia Harris as viable candidates in spite of their catastrophic failures in pretty much everything they have ever done? Gavin Newsom is the governor of a failed state, and it's the biggest, richest, it could be the richest state in the United States. And it is obvious how much of a failure he has been. You know, he's tall. He's I guess he's handsome. He's got pretty hair. He you know he's got he speaks well, let's say. But that's all he is. He's an empty suit, and his behavior in California and his lack of success in California is obvious, and they cannot be hidden. And the same thing with Chlamydia Harris. What has she done?
Well,
She's babbled like a fool. And I think, and I truly think that the American people are going to look at the choices in 2028 and say, you know, J.D. Vance, he's done a lot. You know, he's been a good vice president. He was a good senator. He fought for our country honorably. He did things. And then you look at Marco Rubio, who is certainly a front runner. Who has done an absolutely magnificent job as the Secretary of State. And he has very carefully avoided the traps that most Secretary of States fall into. And that is the bullshit State Department jargon where they sit in front of microphones and they babble about nothing and people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Marco Rubio is clear. He is concise and he speaks simply and he is a vociferous defender of the freedoms that America can project into onto the world. And that is a very, very important message, and he conveys it superbly. So comparing him and J.D. Vance to the Democrat challengers, I think,
And
boy,
remember,
am I wish casting right now? Probably. But I think
remember
that the
you have Titicaca Ocasio-Cortez potentially in the mix there too.
Oh,
Oh,
please God, AOC. That would be magnificent. Oh, AOC as vice presidential candidate. That would be
Lord.
fun.
I will say this, as far as the American people seeing through it, well, I mean, you have the media, obviously, which will give plenty of air cover and look to destroy whoever our candidate may be. And but hopefully the American people will see through all that nonsense and all their horrendous record of destruction of Newsom and Harris and everybody else. Let us hope so. But we'll it remains to be seen. But Marco Rubio is outstanding. J.D. Vance is outstanding. We have a potential bench going into the next, into the next generation of candidates that can. I mean, my wish is, let's see, 8 years of Vance, 8 years of Rubio, 8 years of Huckabee Sanders, 8 years of Hegseth. Let's see, that puts me at about age 96. I think I could be probably dead by then and be happy that America may be
That
in good
sounds
hands.
lovely. That sounds
Wouldn't
lovely.
that be nice, my friends?
Sarah
Let's see.
Sanders, I am so impressed by her. I hope she is our first woman president.
That would be
Actually, I don't give a
wow.
shit that she's a woman. I give a shit that
No, that
she's
she's who she is.
superb at what she does.
Absolutely. That would be great, but it would
Yeah.
certainly stick it to the lefties that, oh my God, it was hard. I mean, that's, just a nice sort of, I don't know if it's called a moral victory, but at least a good propaganda victory in that sense. That yes, it was the Republicans that elected the first. Not that, again, like you say, it doesn't matter that she's a woman or she's black or he's this or he's that or whatever. As long as they are pro-America and normal, please God.
So, we've talked a lot about the Democrat Party as this monolith that is ruthless in controlling its members, stay on point, stay on message. And that has been a huge part of their success, obviously in addition to their cheating. But that is changing a little bit, and I think that Fetterman being called an asshole by Plattner, I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh no,
Plattner,
I
the
know
Vet,
that they were feuding. I know Fetterman went after Plattner, which I was
and
like
it's
delighted.
wonderful because it's showing the chinks in the armor of the Democrat Party. Fetterman went after Plattner because let's face it, Plattner is an anti-Semite and a Nazi, and Fetterman doesn't like that, and he went after him, and then Plattner at a town hall some I'm not sure exactly when over the weekend, he called Fetterman an asshole. That's exactly the kind of stuff that we need. Because listen, the Republican Party is rife with that kind of behavior. You look at you look at Thune, who goes after President Trump all the time. That's the kind of shit that we simply do not need.
No.
But the fact that it's happening in the Democrat Party right now is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And Fetterman, God bless him, he is right. And for whatever reasons he's doing it, either who knows? I don't know. I can't get into his crack his mind and get why he's doing it. But to whoever it was that said, I think it was the great Milton Friedman, getting the wrong people to do the right thing. When he talked about elections, I'll let you know, because you're never going to get the perfect candidate. Not that I would really vote for John Fetterman or a Democrat, but
No,
let me
he's a
tell you,
re listen, he's liberal.
he's a liberal,
There's no
absolutely. But
doubt about it. But
the fact that
he's
he's
halfway
taken
sane.
but the fact that he has taken the positions he's taken on some critical issues, God bless him for that.
I like it. Anyway, regardless of the politics of these people, the Democrat Party is exposing its own fractures, and I think that is a
Good.
wonderful, wonderful thing.
Absolutely. What? Absolutely good. And let's hope that that trickles down into the base, where the base actually sees this and says, you know something? I may not vote for a Republican, but I'm sure not going to vote for this knucklehead, and they'll just
Yeah.
stay home. So let's at a bare minimum, let's hope for that. If not, having eyes opened and hearts and minds open, that's what I want. I don't seek necessarily violence or revenge on people, but let the good Lord open their hearts and their minds to their wicked ways and what they've been doing.
I think with that, we should let's wrap this up.
Yes, sir.
Preach it. Anyway,
Yes,
folks, thank you very much for listening. Appreciate all the support that we get from you, from hitting our tip jar to commenting and reading and all that neat stuff. We couldn't do it without you, both at Ace of Spades and at cutchipnewsletter.com. And we will chat with you next week. Sefton, take it away.
yes, indeed. What CBD said, and Zygizunt, as we say in the language of my people, my friends. So, from around the world, across the nation, and up your street, this has been the Kutchib Newsletter Speaks podcast with all the news that you need and maybe a bit more meshuggah than you can tolerate. If not, whatever. But thank you so much for all your love and support. It really is appreciated. And we just want you to know it. And God bless you all, and we will see you next week on the next one. Ciao, everybody.
Thanks for listening, folks.